Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. You know, very interestingly, in our reading yesterday, we found out that when you got sound words and sound doctrine and sound teaching, you'll have a pursuit of godliness. But when people begin to misuse the word, instead of godliness, there's worldliness, and there's a desire for more of the world. And when there's a desire for more of the world, that'll show up with world-like living in which we tearing one another down, and there's suspicion and chaos and all of that that begins to manifest itself. So he says, when you got godliness, one of the evidences of true godliness is contentment. We're thankful and grateful for our food and shelter and our clothing, and if that's all the Lord gives us, that's enough. Jesus is the portfolio of our life. So what do we need to stay away from? That's our next verse for today. Look with me in verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Now, this doesn't mean that they were saved and lost. Now, they may have been never saved, and now they're manifesting the fact that they're never saved. But even saved people can wander away, can fall away. And he says, one of the things that causes a believer to practically in life wander away from, quote, the faith, there's not a faith, there's the faith that is defined in the Word of God. One of the things that does it is this craving that he identifies as the love of money, which he then further identifies as the root of all kinds of evil. So how many Christians have lost their marriage because of a love of money, lost their witness because of a love of money? Now notice he doesn't say money is the root of all sorts of evil. It's a resource. It's a financial asset. But if you worship it, it can rapidly become a financial liability. I don't care how much you have. And in fact, the more you have, the greater the liability. I always tell people, I really do not care how much money you have. Here's what I care about as a pastor. I care about how you got it, why you got it, and here's my biggest care. Does it have you? Not do you have it, but does it have you? And that'll show up in how you get it and why you get it. And then if why you get it and how you get it is all about you, then it'll show up that it will have you and you will become its slave. Here's what Jesus said. No man can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other, or love the one and hate the other, and then he gets right to the point. You can't serve God and mammon. That is the manifestation of financial resources, is what mammon actually represents in the first century language. That it is a manifestation of financial resources that then become the master of your life. You can't serve that and God. There's no way. You know, one was going to win out over the other. Well, sometimes believers, because they let their guard down, let the love of money begin to ruin their life, ruin their family, ruin their marriage, ruin their testimony, ruin their witness, ruin their ministries, and it even comes right within the body of Christ and the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, again, we don't want to become legalist on this. A lady came to me one time and she said, you know, my pastor's been preaching against big houses. And I said, well, I'm not going to ask you how big your house is. I'm going to ask you, why did you build it? How did you build it? And what do you do with it? And does it have you, or do you have it to use for him? It's like a person says, you know, you got too much money in your bank account. Again, you can have too much money because of how you got it, why you got it, and it has you. But then I've met some rich people that there's a lot of money in their bank account, but they don't really have it, and it doesn't have them. The Lord has them, and they use it. They use it very profoundly for the Lord. You see, the issue is not the thing. The issue is your relationship to the thing. Does Jesus have you and you use things for him, or do the things have you? And then Jesus becomes expendable and you wander away, and it will bring many pangs to your life. Here's the way Jesus put it. It's my life verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These things will be added to you. Let the things be added by the Lord. Seek the Lord. Don't seek things and let the Lord be added. Seek the Lord. He'll add the things and then you can use them for him. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.